In a minute, we'll probably project a picture of my brother when we get to Families of the Mentally Ill work. So we'll leave this down, even though I don't have pictures for the whole thing. I would like some volunteers to give copies of the book. Have them. There any that don't have them. We offered them earlier to read ahead of today's report. And I assume that people came in early, especially for the first service, and did not get one. We will be looking at them in a minute or two. And I have not yet decided, depending on what time is left, whether we'll have question and answer afterward about that ministry, or whether we'll go to Revelation 19. 2019 has been a very weird year. Some of them are, in terms of book ministry. One of the things I wanted to do at the start of the year was reprint Jesus in History for a library distribution. But immediately that got sidetracked because of international appeals, mostly Spanish copies for Rio Grande Bible College of the doctrine textbook, which they used for a text, and then some African ministries. And we'll review that a few minutes later. That got sidetracked, but actually in plans for 2020, it's just back to 2019 for Jesus in History. So you can see in the second paragraph of the notes, very often I will mail Jesus in History, what has got us suffering, depression recovery, and mental illness. And very often I look for leaders that are leading their people through great suffering, or I will look for people that I can tell are Christian because of what they say and what they try to do, or if they are liberal politicians, I can tell they're going through great suffering. And I will put those four together in a package and write them a nice letter, which, by the way, is true. Emails are faster, but I'm not so sure in our world letters don't work just as well with leaders because they get lots of nasty communication. They don't get very nice communication, and they don't get very many personal letters. So it seems to work. And we began 2019 with only 20 copies of Jesus in History left. You'll know about it. We've made 4,000. We had 20 left. I want to make more, and the Spanish-speaking ministry especially delayed that. So with 20 left, we sent about half of these to political leaders. Most of them were governors. One was Secretary of State in Missouri, several to the mayors in Odessa and Midland after the shootings. The task will be responses, and we'll look at those in a few minutes. I had planned to send one to Brett Kavanaugh and did, but, you know, we are numbskulls around here, so he put his old office address on it, and it came back, and I thought, well, that's just as well. I will try again after there is a new copy. And in 2020, because Ammerman lived in Amarillo and went to Georgetown, it was really easy to get a Georgetown endorsement for the new Jesus in History. And since Brett Kavanaugh has ties back to Georgetown, I think we'll try it again after that gets done. So about 10 of the 20 copies went to leaders, and we'll kind of look at those in a few minutes. The other 10 went to academic people trying to get endorsements for a new back cover. There were 4 of them. That's coming to, let me just review. Number one was Edwin Yamauchi. If that sounds Japanese, it is. He's Japanese American. And he grew up Buddhist and did not grow up in a home that trusted Jesus as Savior. Later, he trusted Jesus as Savior. And went to Brandeis, which is a Jewish yeshiva college near Boston, and learned to read all kinds of ancient languages, especially Hebrew. He taught history, ancient history, at University of Miami until he retired. I've never met him, so first try. Send this one to him. Will you endorse it? We got one. Homer Heder is a friend of mine. He was my Hebrew teacher when I was a kid. He's been here a long time ago. Kind of an interesting guy. Grew up in West Virginia, kind of a hillbilly type, but PhD from Catholic University of America in Hebrew and all those other ancient languages. So he endorsed it. Jerry Pattengill I never met, but the main reason I wanted to try to get him to endorse it was he was the educator at the Bible Museum in Washington, the Bible Museum that the Hobby Lobby family, the Greens, helped build. Unknown to me, he was retired from that job, but he still gave an endorsement, and he is a teacher at Indiana Wesleyan, and he is what's called a research fellow at Tyndale House, Cambridge. So there's British. Good to have Cambridge on the back of the book. So that cover is just about ready to go. I could probably go pay for it tomorrow and get it over with and have a cover. Susan has made 700 or 800 library copies. She's very good at it. Hopefully she will be healthy, because I'm going to make more than 700 or 800. That's a good start. I don't know how many we're going to make, but we already have them. We already have Houston history in a lot of libraries, but then there are lots of universities and colleges that do not have it. And also regarding libraries, there won't be any trouble at all to put them in public libraries. I do not know how far we'll go with that. Regarding the libraries, at the very least, we are strengthening the faith and evangelizing the librarians. When I brought a copy to the downtown library, I was standing at the desk and the platform, and the guy just turned around and brought it back into the staff in the room where they were waiting, and they were all passing it around, and I'm standing here with nobody helping me. So that was locally. I also heard of Piedmont University in North Carolina. They put it in a glass. You know how you go in a library and they got new books in a glass, and they put it in a glass, and they said, this is how you do history, below it. The point of all that for me is to influence as many young people as possible, particularly those working on master's degrees, those working on dissertations. The more librarians you can get to read it and like it, the more they will tell the students to use that for their research. I hope to have enough strength to follow up with the actual copies and send oral ebooks to every place. We've had some trouble with that. I don't know exact answer. Maybe if I have to do it myself, I'll do it myself. If I have to call them, I'll call them if strength allows. It'd be hard to give a speech and read the thing while we're doing it, so I passed it out earlier, but if you look at the bottom of paragraph on page 1, it makes a reference to Fordham in New York City. Last year, I sent a copy to the librarian, the digital librarian at Fordham University, and he likes it, he read it, he'll recommend it to students. I tried to get an endorsement for the book, and I don't know how I feel about this. In our case, it's bad. They will not let our librarians endorse the book. Brilliant. Isn't that brilliant? I mean, I'm sure there are corrupt things and they get paid and so forth, but I wanted to get not just people from Boston and D.C. and University of Miami. I wanted to get Fordham, and he can't do it. He likes the book, but the school will not let him do it. We'll figure that out. Also there on the bottom paragraph is David Ball likes to write good reviews for our book, and Amazon banned him. So when you see that on the news that they are starting to get harder on conservatives, they are starting to get harder on conservatives. So, you know, friends in Oklahoma City that write a good review, and he sent it right back. Amazon banned him. He can't write a good review. So what's happening out there is somebody attacks you and writes something nasty, and they're an idiot. They get on, and someone knows what they're doing, they get banned. That is true. You hear it on the news, but that is true. So at any rate, you can talk with me later if you have friends that don't live in Amarillo, and they would read one of the books and write a good endorsement on Amazon.com for customers and so forth. That would be helpful, but we have been banned doing that. Isn't that great? Okay, if you'll turn it over and look at the back side, we'll go into some of the families of the mentally ill. I know you probably can't read this while we're going through it, but you can take it home and look at it more carefully. Beginning with families of the mentally ill, I do believe interest in that subject does not wane, it goes up. It is actually a topic that is of interest. It may not be top on the news, but every time there's a shooting, right, people look at the street people talking to themselves, and it is, of course, of interest among families, but it is of interest among churches, it is of interest among judges, it is of interest among politicians, it is of interest among police, it is of interest among medical professionals, so it's kind of an odd angle. The real reason I do this is to evangelize. I mean, that's it. The real reason I do this is to evangelize. I actually knew there'd be unsaved people at the speech in 2 weeks because they're on the committee. And you go around and everybody gives their introduction. Well, I'm not a Christian. I don't really want anything to do with it. But I'm a medical professional, so I'll come talk about medicine. So a lot of this is evangelism. And I go to lots of secular places. Now, this one in 2 weeks will be at a church, but I go to lots of secular places over the years. Really surprising secular places where you're the only Christian giving a speech and you tell them how to be saved. That's the reason I wanted to do it to start with. You see on paragraph 2 a reference to Ken Haney. Ken Haney, many have known for a long time. He's the interim hospice chaplain here, and he wanted me to speak to the Amarillo Area Mental Health Professionals Association. So I did that in July, and then afterwards, he's working on having it at a church. I do not know what will happen. I have no idea. I do not know. They're going to invite the doctors, they're going to invite the ambulance drivers, they're going to invite the counselors, they're going to invite the churches. I don't know what will happen. BSA chaplains are on it. First Baptist Church of Canyon is on it. Obviously, Family Life Church is on it. They're trying. Okay? They're trying. It's just kind of a room full of people sitting in the living room. These is where they work, but they're trying, and we'll know eventually. I do want to say here, having that in supply, we should not let Strength for His People go out of print. We should not. Things come up, and then they're useful. Well, this year, what came up was the shootings in Midland and Odessa. And having them ready to go right away, we send them to the mayors and the hospital officials in Midland and Odessa. We usually wait 10 days or so because they're in bereavement and they're really busy. And I don't know whether it made the notes. We did get a letter back from Mayor Turner in Odessa, who is a believer, and wanted to, you know, why does God allow suffering? That kind of thing. I'm not sure it got in the notes. But relative to the book ministry, it would be a bad thing to run out of that. I think that would be the last book I would let go out of print. Even though, you know, what we do directly here on every Sunday is not mental illness, it is very good for evangelism, and we'll get to it. I printed emails from Australia and the United Kingdom, and I put one in Houston for it, although most people call. I remember in October here, I've had two calls. One was a pastor's wife. There was a members of the church where an adult child was trying to kill himself, and they wanted advice as to what to do. Another one is some sort of PhD science teacher, and she has a sister. All the family says the sister is demon-possessed, except the science teacher, who knows better and believes it's mental illness. So she was asking for help what to do with that. What is probably interesting for a report is, how did you know about West Cliff Bible Church? Well, I looked at the mental health policy website. That's the Roman Catholic Church's policy on mental illness, and they had us on it and told people to call here for help. That has also happened with the New York City Alliance for the Mentally Ill. It's also happened with schizophrenia.com. For years, if they look up schizophrenia.com and type in mental illness and demons, we would come up first. I know who did that. His name is J.D. Jaffa from New York. I've run into him a time or two in the past. But we should keep that in print. That would be a mistake. We get down to the last two paragraphs here under mental illness. One makes reference to a megachurch, and the final paragraph makes interest to an organization. I almost deleted these, and it would be okay to delete it, because I could talk longer about the nonsense. And I'm going to give you a report of the good things. I could talk longer about the nonsense, okay? So the reason the megachurch came up is I just learned about them in 2019. And years ago, they were having a pastor's conference, a big megachurch in Chicago. It is a Bible church. And I asked, can we come and have a table? No, you, Mr. Good, cannot come. You are the troublemakers. You do all that talk about mental illness, and we don't want to hear that around here. So I said to Mr. Good, call him back again, and this time talk with a church elder and don't talk with the secretary. It might be mixed up. Got the same answer. We're the troublemakers. So in 2019, then I learned that the pastor of this church has left town and all kinds of money is missing. Famous pastor. All kinds of money. We're the troublemakers. Left town with all kinds of money missing, and the board meeting was recorded and put on the Chicago radio stations where the pastor's cussing everybody out for more money. Okay, there you go. Same one that told us we couldn't come. And I could do this for 2 hours. I'm not going to. But, you know, it did bring to mind the other one where the National Radio Syndicate mentioned our church and mentioned our ministry, and they got 5,000 calls for help right away, and they said that was the most they've got for any other topic. And then 2 years later, the bookstore wouldn't carry it because it's pro-Jewish. That's how the world really is, and I thought maybe you might want to know how it really is. So some of the things you hear about are true. But I do not want that one to go out of print. Down here, they look at international ministry of Not By Bread Alone. What happened this year is they wanted to make more Jesus in history, and right away I kept getting appeals for help from Spanish-speaking people. Now, most of them are Texans. Most of them live along the river down there, and they went to Rio Grande Bible College where they teach theology in Spanish. And got all kinds of appeals for help. They've already used 7,500 copies. I trust Rio Grande Bible College. I've known about them my whole life. I started in 1946. But right away, and if you, I don't know whether you've got time to read it, but if you turn it over here to the second full page, start getting a request. One of them I told you about, Costa Rica. We're going to Costa Rica. And we are renting an RV. It has showers in it. We're taking it downtown in San Jose, and all the street people that are filthy and the prostitutes, they actually, there were not mine that are filthy. They can take showers. We'll tell them all how to be saved. We're going to at pastors' conferences every night, after hours, at night we leave town and go to churches. We need 300 copies in Spanish for all the pastors. I didn't have any. The 7,500 were already gone. I didn't have any. Another case, paragraph 2, a student who read Not My Bed Alone, he wanted to tell his dad all the pastors in Mexico should have this. His dad is the denominational president, organizes the pastors' conferences. Just a sentence there, a third request, it comes from Honduras, they want to start a Bible college there. So all this year was make Spanish copies, okay? I put them down here. I don't know if they had time to pass them around, but there they are in Spanish. We were entirely out. They wanted 10,000. I didn't think we had money for 10,000. They made 5,000. You're putting them in Minnesota, and then you're trucking them to Harlingen to the river. And this really made me nervous. Because the guy that does the distribution was in Afghanistan. And he goes to Afghanistan, they found out over there in Afghanistan, for some reason, David Lowe found out that the Afghanis will listen better to Spanish-speaking pastors than they will Americans. So he takes the Mexicans and the Central American people over there. But regarding what we're doing is he's the distributor, and he was in Afghanistan. So I'm thinking, what do I do with 9 tons of books to hit the river and there's nobody there? Talk about a bad day. Anyway, unknown to me, he just happens to come back at that time. And he gets the truck from Mexico and loads up the truck from Mexico and they take it down, the pastor's down there, and then he rearranges his suitcase and he goes to Colombia. I don't know for sure what day he got there, but I think he got there early in the week. Our books hit the river on Thursday, and on Monday he went to Colombia and took some more with him. So probably what I would say in there, that's kind of stressful. That's what goes on around here, and so far in Spanish we're at 12,500. Mario might need some more. Mario really worked hard in Nicaragua, translating his book into Spanish. He did it for free. He really worked hard. So my feeling is if Mario wants more, Mario should have more. And I'll communicate with him. We have to print them in Nicaragua, which we've already done. Because Nicaragua has a dictator and will not allow books from America. So we print them in Nicaragua, and he's already gone with 1,500. So while this is happening, if this isn't enough, on the bottom paragraph of the second page, if that's not enough, Moses Kamugisha, whom I've never met, said he's training pastors in Uganda. Now he wants more copies in English. He did not ask for any money. He asked for books. Well, I don't have any books. I don't have them in English. This is kind of what happened. They're all in Spanish. They don't have any left in English. They're all out. Besides, with Africa, you don't trust the mailing. You don't know whether they'll get there or not. So it was either tell him no or give him a suggestion. Find somebody there who can print them and give me a quote. Now, which he did. So I'm at the same time, if you kind of turn it over, I'm kind of like emailing Uganda Baptist Seminary and emailing other missionaries. Do you know this guy? Is this a scam? Do you know him? And we'll kind of read one of those letters in a moment. He said he had a printer. He said they were $3 each. And here again is, do you take a chance or you just say no? And what we did was we sent him $1,500, $3 each, and say, make 500 copies and show me all the pictures when you're done. I think he would mail one back, but they ended up being boxes of books. They are paperback, so they were made there. They weren't made here. And he is teaching about 30 students a quarter. These are adults. And they are going through, not by their own, the first batch in the spring. Daphne made certificates for them, second batch. Allison just made them. We mailed them over there. They will be having classes till mid-November. I don't know how they got the book. Elizabeth Haley went to that town one time, and she doesn't know this guy, but maybe. Maybe that's how they got it. Kind of in the middle. I mean, a lot more funds went towards the Spanish missions. They're in 18 countries, the Spanish. I sent $1,500. Now they want 500 more, so the elders can tell me on the way out, because what we do, we either got to do it soon or say no. In fact, I'd like to do it tomorrow, so the elders who are here will tell me about that. And what I know what's happening. He's got this party for all these graduates in November, and there's no way to feed them. You don't need to say it. I know. I see all their buildings are like, oh my heavens. They're made out of rocks put together. Whenever it rains, the water is a foot or two around the parking lot. And anyway, he really drove me nuts when he first called. He calls once in a while. It lasts about a minute, and then it clicks off. And he says, this really made me mad to start. He calls me Dad. I'm like, oh, jeez. You might be British Uganda. Where'd you get this? And then about later he says, I don't have a dad or a mom. I don't know who they are. So then I wouldn't have said it anyway. I sort of like, okay. I guess he's in his 40s or 50s. He's got all these orphans. Here we go. You want me to pass these around? These are some of them. I got more. You want orphans? So far, we haven't given them any money for the orphans. Here they are. Some of them. I got other packages back in the office. So far, we're at $1,500 to help the pastor. Okay, but maybe we've got to find a mega church for the orphans, because it's, we can't do everything. Okay. Also on here, the reason we're out of Mount Barbona learning English is the Mount Zion Temple. Actually, the sixth Mount Zion Temple in Hampton Roads, Virginia called, sent $200. Do you have any Not By Boat Alone in English left? So I counted them. Didn't quite have enough that they wanted. So I gave them some of my personal copies. Figured I can get by with a few. And mailed them to Virginia, and they're training pastors in Virginia. And I actually think the pastor in Virginia went to Uganda and sent out a book in Uganda and then came back to Virginia. Okay, there's some more in there on the blacks. The black American pastors, the African American pastors, they have really one of their books. It's been that way for decades, just decades. We'll move on there in 2020. What would I like to do? Well, a year later, I'd kind of like to make some more of these. New cover, endorsements. But I still think, at the very least, it evangelizes the librarians, and they pass it along to advanced students. They tell them about it. And we will have really good endorsements. I think librarians will like the endorsements. So I think we should make these. Depends on how many you make, how cheap they are. The last bid was $274. So you see, it's not that big a deal. To our little church, it does cost money, but it's not that big a deal. As far as I know, we already have it, but $274. And then you mail them all media rate, and seems to work. So on the libraries again, we could send them to public libraries. So far, they've gone to colleges and universities. The public libraries, we all want them. Mario, if Mario needs more Spanish books, Mario should get more Spanish books. He really worked hard on translating that. He would come home from his work every night and translate it for like 2 years for free. Now, if we get to the final page of all that stuff, strengthless people should not go out of print. And we'll read some of the emails in a minute. The second paragraph, I do not know what to do with Mount Barbara alone in English. It is out. We made 25,000 of them so far. They are done. I have a prisoner in Amboa that wants one. I don't have one. Amy Holly came by today. I got one from my cousin. Don't have any. Try Amazon.com. So far, we are minus two behind. Minus two. I don't have any more. Hampton Roads got them all. Probably the money to do it. I want the other things have a priority to me, though. Mario needs to get books. Strength First Peaceful can't go out of print. I would like to do a Jesus in History. It was so much work. Read these notes sometime. I do want to put in here, thanks for keeping the church open. Because it's all based on that. It's all based on keeping the church open. I do not think, unless there's a report like this once a year, that we realize what's going on in this church. We're talking people that are killing themselves all the time. I mean, not every hour, but two or three times a month. And then we're doing all this international missions. This is a missions group. This one, right here. This is a missions group, right here. We actually do more than a typical missions does. We actually do. Right? The book is in Chinese also. In the Middle East, I don't have it in Arabic, but it, in English, was put on all kinds of thumb drives. It's all over the Muslim world. I don't know how many of them can read English. The Arabic Baptist Church in Dearborn, Michigan, has translated some of it. So some of it might get into Arabic for them. But we want to say, just by keeping the church in operation, all this gets done. So if you support this church and keep the church open, you're doing this also. And I make this report to give to people that don't go here, but give money. They already gave it before they got the report. It already came in, at least by one of them. It already came in. So, and then the last two sentences, this kind of bugs me. I really, really bugs me that so many of the locals drive by this church and never go here. That really bugs me. I'm sorry. I sometimes wonder about it. Lots of complacency. Lots of entertainment in church, lots of pizzazz, lots of strutting around. Not enough going to learn the Bible. I don't know what to do about that. But just by keeping the church in operation, all this other ministry happens too, usually on Fridays. So you can either play golf on Fridays or you could do this. That's just about the truth. Make the sermons, take care of people in hospitals, nothing to do on Friday, do this or don't do anything. And it seems to be open all over the place. And now we can get back to past the typing if you look at copies of some of the letters. We put the governor first, Kevin Stitt as governor of Oklahoma. I knew that would work. He's a preacher's kid. Knew it would work. And his grandpa's a dairy farmer. So I just wrote him a letter and said, hey, my grandpa was a dairy farmer too. I'm not a preacher's kid. I'm a preacher. Read these books. Read them when they help you. And I usually send Jesus in History, book on mental illness, book on depression and suicide prevention, book on suffering. So there's Governor Stitt. Next to him was handwritten Governor Hutchinson of Arkansas. And you can tell his Christian views by paragraph two. I sent it to him after they were having floods in Arkansas. Quoting him, yes, natural disasters make us realize we are truly dependent upon a sovereign God. He is merciful, and the people of Arkansas are grateful for your prayers and kindness. So I thought that one would work too. I go after when I hear of news of a bad thing happening. A bad thing happens in a state where I can tell they're very pro-life. Then I put them on the list and we can get to it. Next one is Governor Parson of Missouri. And at the same time he's writing this little note, they've got floods going on and Planned Parenthood is attacking them and on and on and on at the same time. So it says something they take the 2 minutes to write. Now, I think in Missouri, I also thought of John Ashcroft. That's the next one. He is not the governor, but he's Secretary of State, and we know about his dad, who was Attorney General in the Bush administration. Secretary of State, I usually think of election boards and driver's licenses, but they also run libraries. That's the reason I did that. And if you look at the bottom of the stationery, it'll say libraries. So they're kind of the head of libraries. Depends how strength and how long it goes. You could type this off. You could print this off. You could print the governor off. You could send it to every library in Missouri, and it'll work. I assure you it'll work. You do the same thing with Oklahoma. Indiana would be even better. All kinds of colleges in Indiana like these books. Notre Dame even. Purdue even. Wabash is Catholic. And they put it on their website for all students to download. I didn't even do that. They just do it. So some of the states, we could go to public libraries and that would work. If you flip it, you have Alabama. She passed a very pro-life law. That's why I did that. She's been having treatments for lung cancer lately also. That was before March. Probably didn't even know about it. And she got a book on why there's got a lot of suffering also. Yeah, the next one's Georgia. And Brian Kemp, who doesn't say much about them, I know of, but, Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp and all that stuff. Okay, I don't think I got the mayor of Odessa in there. That one's over there on the wall, if you want to read him. If you flip the page, we've got the endorsements for the New Jesus in History. That should work, even in the Ivy League and the East Coast. That sort of thing should work. And that cover's being made. Now, if you'll flip the page, this is the one of the flyers for the seminar on mental illness locally coming up. Okay, so I got that a little less than 2 weeks on a Saturday, November 16th. You think you can project my brother's picture to scare everybody? See, I don't know whether to bring Mark here or not for a visit because he might not want to go home. And I think if we were in a good group home in Amarillo, that would be okay, but he really, it'd have to be bad to live with us. He wants something all the time. Now, the medicine makes him a little bit improved, but you can tell he's odd. You can tell. People with schizophrenia, if you take him off his medicine, though, he'll stand in the corner and talk to himself. You can't even get his attention. So the medicine really, really does improve him. And I made this for the speech in a couple of weeks, and I thought, well, you know, might as well see him. And we do care for him, and if we live closer, we do it all the time. As it is, we do what we can, go see him, and call. And I'll show that picture in a couple of weeks. And you'll hear the next picture, I'll start to show brains. And these are twins. And about half the time with twins, if one has schizophrenia, 48% of the time, the other one will have it too. We have pictures of brains where one twin has it, one twin does not. The twin that has it has a larger ventricle. larger area of a, shall we say, a bigger space up in there. Harvard wants our heads and we're done with them, but I don't think Mark wants to do that. They do. Harvard Medical School wants my brother's head and my head. I brought it up to him. He says, no. Anyway, and I think we're running out of time, but these are the notes. So maybe next week when I make more of a sermon, these are notes on mental illness. It's been a long time since we passed them out, but if you want to read what notes I will tell people, there they are, and we'll see where that goes. Thank you for the pictures. Now, let's look at a few emails. You know, an email, of course, the bottom of the chain is first, but let's just read the top of this one. Thank you for remembering me. It's been a while since I last contacted you. Can I have 5 copies? I will send you a donation, as I have done in the past, in American dollars, hopefully. Is that okay? Rayala Playford, South Africa. I remember Diane. She tries to get her books in libraries in Australia. New Zealand, but not this year. Turn the page, please, for another email. Mary O'Connell, which sounds Irish to me, not British, but Mary O'Connell. Please, will you send me a copy of your book, In His Strength? Got the name wrong. My daughter is not well. We are practicing Catholics. I think it might be helpful. Thank you. And that's Yorkshire, England. And then there were a couple more emails back and forth and sent her a book. Next one also is England, Elaine. And really, I would have crossed all those out. I don't have time. I had to make this as fast as I could to give you, to give out. I should have crossed them all out. I don't have time. Well, you'll keep it to yourself, but there's Elaine, and in her case, Norwich, Norfolk province in England, and can we just read the bottom? You're just texting. Probably there, not 2:36 a.m., probably here it is, but bottom, hello, are you able to please help a man whose son believes but is in and out of hospitals now for 10 years? Then the next one, please. Here's Toya. She's from Houston. Most people in America call, but she was in Houston. And let's read the bottom again. That's her starting message. Greetings, I'd like to request a hard copy of the book, Explain the Difference Between Mental Illness and Possession. I'm now 36, my mother is 63. This question has continued to come up in conversation from my family for years. Let me know if I'm granted a copy. I'm certainly blessed and help us. Please consider. There's Toya. Okay, most time they call. They don't always email. Most time they call. Now if you'll... How are we doing? See, I could talk 2 hours. Turn the page. I've made this one short. There is the tractor loading up Spanish-speaking books to go to Mexico. I'm pretty sure that's David Love over there standing watching it. I do know there's Spanish-speaking custodians and forklift drivers. I had to talk with them a time or two saying, where's David? Is he back from Afghanistan? You know, you want David? He's in Afghanistan. No, when is David back from Afghanistan? So we got back. Just a quick note regarding my recent trip to Afghanistan. Phenomenal. We're following pages. I leave for Colombia on Monday. This afternoon we're down the border. Theology books crossing the border for Mexicans. And thank you to get the books in pastors' hands. Pastors that are good will need research books. So the number of copies is not necessarily the number of people that are affected, because if a pastor usually makes sermons, that will affect everybody in the church. Okay, if you'll turn the page. Now we got Uganda Seminary. I'm trying to find out, does anybody know Pastor Moses? You know? Kondo Geshe. Anybody know him? Dr. Waterhouse, greetings from Jim. Thank you for your note. We still use your textbook in our classrooms. Thank you. It means they've trained pastors in Uganda for about 20 years. We have not been very long. I do not personally know Pastor Kondo Geshe Moses. I'm sure some of our faculty do. I've copied the faculty on this reply. Are you thinking of some plan to get in some more copies? We currently do not have any to spare, and they do know Hilary Lafura. Remember him? Anthony, you think he'd be Presbyterian. He went to Princeton. I think he'd be Presbyterian, but he's Southern Baptist Missions Board. And we ended up making copies, and I had Pastor Moses ship some of them to the Ugandan Baptist Seminary. Now, the last two pictures are of the Ugandans. And goodness, there they are. They got the certificates that Daphne made. This was in the spring. The guy on the far right, that's the guy that calls me dad and drives me nuts, but I guess I got to put up with it. And new certificates that they have read our books. And the others that are here, if you will talk with me about maybe feeding them. We can't do all this. We can't. But maybe feeding the pastors, that kind of thing. Got lots of pictures of their building. And if you'll look at the final page for today, this stunned me. I don't ask them to do this. They got Westcliff Bible Church up on their platform right before the break. And most of the platform is made of concrete with little stones on it, and they put a rug on it. And the guy on the right is the one that keeps emailing. This was April, where they did a first round of all that 30. They're doing another one right now. It will be done in mid-November. Well, so I didn't know they'd get to Revelation 19 or not, but those present the reports all the time. We kind of are a missions board. I mean, really, I don't think we know it all. It gets all over. The people in China, every time they email, they have to change their address. So they don't do it too often. In 2020, I'd like to make Jesus in History. I think the funds are available to do it all right now. I'd like to make Jesus in History and work on the libraries. I don't want Strength for His People to go out of supply. I think there are 400 left. We want to help Mario. And then we'll give some thought to whether we do Not My Bread Alone again in English. That one worries me because I don't know what I'm going to do with a couple thousand of them. But we have two orders right now. Don't know what to do about them. Okay, thanks for helping, and we'll keep the place going and try another year. And can the choir come, please?